Okay, today is Daf Aleph of Megillah, because we're learning Yerushalmi, of course, which starts in Daf Aleph. And the Yerushalmi only has the very first part of the Mishnah as Halacha Aleph. So Megillah Nikreit B'Achadasar, B'Shnemasar, B'Shloshasar, B'Arba'asar, B'Chamishasar, Lo Pachot V'Lo Yoter. Krochim Amukafim, Koma, Mimot, Yoshua Benun, Korim B'Chamishasar, Kvarim V'Ayarot G'lo, Korim B'Arba'asar, Elo Shakvarim, Akvim Yom HaKnisim.
Does that happen the same?
Yeah, except does that the whole last part, which then we separately explain later. Remember that in Yerushalmi, those of you who learned Yerushalmi before we were together, remember that the word Omar is very often missing, right? Or Bishem, or the two Omars can be missing, which is the case over here. It should say, in the Bavli terms, Omar Rabbi Law, Omar Rabbi Shimon Bar Ba. But it left out the Omar. So Rabbi Law, quoting Rabbi Shimon Bar Ba, Bishem Rabbi Yochanan, K'tiv l'kayemet yimei ha'purim ha'ela bizmanehem. Matam l'omar bizmanehem. It's machlokas Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yonah says, l'tein lahem zmanim acherim. We learn out over here that basically the Yanshei Kneset HaGdola added other days, the days that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef omar, no, it just means that they opened the door to the Chachamim defining whatever the heck they want to define. And therefore, there were Zmanim Shekapulem Chachamim. What meant that the best of the Yanshei Kneset HaGdola was not makbid on particular days. They left it up to the Chachamim to define days as the situation required. What did those days turn out to be? Eloi, Yud Alev, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Alev, Tesvav. But if you're telling me that Zmanahem means to add days, then Eloinu Ela Shishasa Vishivasa. How do you know? I mean, I understand if you're telling me do what you want, fine, I mean, you do what you want. But if you're telling me that it's a diyuk from the Pasuk, the way the Bavli was learning, so then why isn't it the 16th and the 17th? It says Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Elazar. Look, we have two psukim. On the one hand, it says the Lo Yavor. On the other hand, the Pasuk also says, it should say Lo Yavru. Yemei HaPurim Ha'ele, Lo Yavru Mitoch HaYodim. Okay? Why do we need both of those psukim? Why not just say, V'kibu V'kiblu HaYodim, V'lo Yavor? So if it's coming to tell me just that they'll never be forgotten, I don't need two psukim. Therefore, one of them is telling me, don't read later. Brilliant. Right? We missed all of this in the Bible. You wouldn't know that that's the deal. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman B'Shem Shmuel says, you don't need the other pasuk. V'lo Yavor. Read that Lo Yavor, V'lo Yavor. So what's the extra vav? It's coming to tell me a different din. First of all, Lo Yavor meaning historically. Secondly, not to allow the day of the Kriyas HaMegillah to be later. Okay, fine. So then maybe it's just done. Maybe it's a Chi Vasiri. I mean, maybe the ninth. And then you're telling me, don't make it late. Make it as early as you want. Shmuel Bar Nachman, Shem Rabbi Yonasan, says, no, because Yamim Ein K'tiv Kan, Ela Kayami, which means Ten Yamim K'neged Yamim. What you need over here is the same number of days. So therefore you have the 2 days, which is basically the Achadasar and the Shneimasar, Keneged the 2 days, which is the Arbasar v'Chamishasar. Excuse me? Oh, Shneimasar v'Shloshasar? Did you forget? Like, there's a missing day here? The 2 days should be the 12th and the 13th? Keneged Arbasar v'Chamishasar? Om Reb Chalba, no, sir. Because Yom Shloshasar cannot possibly be the day which is Keneged the day. Because it says, this is also brilliant, missing from the Bavli completely, although I sort of inserted it. Because it says in the Pasuk, Kayamim Asher Nachu HaYehudim, doesn't it? So come on, it's telling you, but Dafka, not the 13th. Because that's not a Nachu. So Yom Shoshasa was Yom Milchamaya. In which case, Umochiach HaLatzma She'in Bonecha. I mean, it makes it pretty darn clear that that was not Yom Shenachu HaYehudim. That was the day they were fighting. So how could you think that if we're adding 2 days Keneged, the 2 days that they were Nachu, that that would add the day in which they were fighting? That's crazy. Wait, so if that's the case, so Mi'atam, Al Yikarubo? so then you're right. So then the 13th should be outside of the days of Kriya completely, according to what you're saying. Ah, but let me ask you something. Lefanav alacharav korin uboin amkorin. What? Once you've added that you can even read before, and you read after, then that means we no longer need the actual necha. So then for sure we should read on the day of the Ikar Anes. That's how Rashi's understanding, right? It's not just because before and after we read, therefore we should read. That's silly. But the point is, now that you're telling me that I'm even adding the time that people are stomachs are churning about whether they're going to be saved. So Koshkin, the day of the Nes itself, is a day in which it's roy to read. Actually, the other Rishonim ask on Rashi from this Yerushalmi. That doesn't seem to be the pshat that it was the Ikar Anes. And then Rashi's learning this in the Sugya Guf. Comes out beautiful. Okay, so therefore, it can't be that boy no Kori. Says the Gemara, oh, eino ela chivasiri, if you're going to read yamim ka yamim. So, when you're telling me it doesn't mean any particular days, and it only says velo yavar, so then maybe it's the 9th and 10th and not the 11th and the 12th. Fine, before I was saying take as many as you want. You said you can't take as many as you want. You only have yamim ka yamim. Okay, so now I'll ask you, take the two and put them where you want. So make it chivasiri, right? Kayamim. No. Yamim kayamim means yamim shehim smuchim layamim. The days that are right up against the other days. Oh, wait a minute. So then if that's the case, the 13th comes in the middle. So now those are not days right up against. If you're looking for days right up against, so then it should be the Shisha Asaf and Shiva Asaf. Let that be the 16th and the 17th. No. Late Yachil, you can't. The Omer Rabbi Abu B'Shem Rabbi Lazar. Lo yavor, and lo yavru. Or Rav Yitzchak ben Nachman, lo yavor, v'lo yavru. That was the two pshatim we had before. V'lo yavor, or with the girsa from the extra vav, or lo yavru from the other pasuk. We've already said that. Now, Tani b'shem Rabbi Nachman. Kol hachodesh kosher l'kriyat ha-megillah. Shelo ka-bavli, l'chara. The entire month is actually kosher. So that if there's a reason that you cannot read, so you're going away on a trip, you're not going to be able to be near a place where there's a Megillah and so on, you can read before. Ma taima, where do we get that from? V'hachodesh asher nefach lem. Yagon l'simcha, does it not say it's din in the chodesh? Hachodesh asher nefach lem. Why is the pasuk throw that in? Because it's din in the chodesh. Om Reb Chava, wait. But the din in the chodesh doesn't mean the 28th of the month. It means only up till the 15th. Bevat ad chamishas, because I mean we have our whole din that we said before. The Amar Rabbi Avu b'Shem Rabbi Lazar lo yavru v'lo yavor and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nachman b'Shem lo yavru v'lo yavru. Okay. Now let me ask something. How did that come to the Kriyat HaMegillah? Well, this whole halacha was adding a day for Kriyat HaMegillah. The day that you read the Megillah is not the day then that you're going to be keeping Purim. Well, it's very important to note this. All you've said was that you've got extra days for Kriyat HaMegillah. Okay? Avala sot suda enosin al barbasar b'chamishas. And what we're saying over here is that when it comes to the other dinner, the sudas Purim and so on, you have to keep on the day, on the 14th or the 15th. Or when it comes to Batanot Levioni, Ein Bechakim Laniim, Ela Barba Aser B'chamishas. And that makes sense, because the truth is that Ein Einayim Shalaniim Tuliyot Ela Barba Aser U'B'chamishas. Since Rove of the Tzibor is the way the Ani thinks about where he's going to be making his money, so he's going to go B'davka on the 14th or the 15th, depending on the situation. So it turns out that people now that won't read on the correct day, if they don't give Matanos Avionim on the correct day, are not really being kind of Matanos Avionim, because that's the day that the Aniyim make themselves available and plan for it. Now, why don't we simply, if that's the case, you Eila Lekriya, the Eila Lesuda? Let's make a takana that we have days that are available for Kriya at all times, okay? The 14th and the 15th should always be the day to make for Yemei Mishteva Simcha.
Even Shabbos.
Yeah. I mean, once already you're telling me we're being machalic the days, in terms of the mitzvah, and we're now making the Kriya on that day, I mean, so then why not just come right out and say, we don't have a problem, 14th to 15th indeed are kavua, like it says in the Megillah, and we have a special bit of Mikra Megillah, which can be over the whole month.
Even though the Rishon is too, the Rishon is shady?
That we'll get to that later. So let them be two separate takanas, Elul Kriya, Elul Sukkah. Says Rav Chava and Rav Huna, B'Shem Rav, now wait a minute, it says, Hayomim Elul Nizkarim B'Nahasim, which means, Nizkarim B'Kriya, B'Nahasim B'Suhuda. So in other words, what we're looking for is basically a way to make the Tzuda and the Kriya the essential definition, and the Ribui is a Ribui for particular problems where we can't do the Kriya. So that would be L'Bnei HaKfarim, or for cases where it comes out on Shabbos, and so on. And otherwise, the Ikra Takana is that we should have, this again, it's like it gives a whole different dimension to what we just learned in the Bavli. When the Bavli were asking the opposite. I mean, who's to say that the Kriya is so defined? Right? You know, over there it says only Liot Osim et Yemei HaPurim. Here it's asking the other direction. Why not make the Takana so that it's always in two different ways? Which we're saying, no, the Ikra Takana indeed is that's always the same. Yiskarim and Asim. It's just that when you have a Ribui to make extra days, the extra days is being used specifically for Kriyat HaMegillah. It says the Gemara, but this is weird. You're reading this Megillah not as a storybook. You're reading it as if it's a Parsha Netzera. I mean, what are you darshaning this Karim and Asim? It's a Hekesh. That's crazy. So to merge Megillat Esther nitenet lidareish? You're telling me that I can darshan Megillat Esther as if it's Torah? Reb Chava, Reb Yosef, B'shem Reb Elazar, absolutely. You'll notice that the way that the Megillah itself defines the Megillah is Nemar Kandivrei Shalom Ve'emet. It talks about the Megillah as being words of peace and truth. And the Torah is called Emet, because we find it referred to in Mishlei, v'nemar lahalan, Emet k'nei v'al tempor. So that means that we're looking at the Megillah, ki'amita shel Torah. And that's mechayev dinim, because when you write a Sefer Torah, mazu tzricha sirtut, avzu tzricha sirtut, you have to do sirtut before you write a Sefer Torah, to make the lines in the cloth, you have to make the lines for a Megillah Esther. Mazu nitna lidaresh, avzu nitna lidaresh. You have a right to darshan, the Megillat Esther, the way you would darshan, pasuk in the Torah. Now, of course, this seems to be something of a tautology. Assuming that the Megillat Esther actually means what it says when it says shalom v'emet, right. From emet kenei, then it would be telling me that we now have a drosha that tells us that we have a right to darshan. Okay, this we'll have to get into in the Bavli when we get to the sugya, which is later. That's what I'm saying. It's not really makpil. Rabbi Yirmiyah, b'shem Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak says, not only Megillat Esther is this way. There was another famous Megillah, which of course relates very much to Megillat Esther, because Megillat Esther is all about the building of the Beit HaMikdash. There was another famous Megillah, and that's the Megillah Shemotze Shmuel Zavi. Shmuel gave over to David Zako Bechtav Miyad Hashem Alai Yiskil. So that means that they had a Megillah of the dinim of how to build the Beit HaMikdash. You can darshan that too. How do I know? Because it says Hakol Bechtav. Bechtav means I have a right to darshan the Mesoret, as opposed to the Kriya. That was a Kri and a Chtiv in the Megillah that Shmuel gave over to David. So that's the Mesoret.
Do we have this?
Miyad Hashem, Zu Ruach HaKodesh. So Miyad Hashem means that I was given the insight of Ruach HaKodesh to be able to darshan. That's the way someone, other than that it was given Ruach HaKodesh. We'll see what it means when it comes to Esther. We're going to have the same sugya in the Bavli. What does it mean, Esther, Ruach HaKodesh? There it says, Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. Alai Yiskil means that you have a right to continue to use your mind to be maskil, to be medayik in it. So that means we kanshidit nan lihidaresh. Rabir mi aboy, v'lama let nan amrim. Why don't we say, just from the words, tavnit ko asher haya beruach imo, because that's part of what David says over in the Reayonim to his son as he's giving this over. That's where the Akobichtav Alai Hiskil is taken from the poignant giving over of the job of building a Beit HaMikdash from David to Shlomo when he gives over this Megillah. He says over there, Kol Asher Hayah B'Ruach Imo. That sounds right away that means Ruach HaKodesh. Why do we need the Miyad Hashem that we darshan is Ruach HaKodesh? Omer Rav Mana, because the meaning of that pasuk could have been understood, B'Ruach meaning B'Ruach Piv. It doesn't say Miyad Hashem there, it just says B'Ruach. I mean, what, Ruach necessarily has to mean the Holy Spirit? Ruach means inspiration. The Ruach Piv is inspiration. You're very inspired by a great sense of soul presence. I don't know, but what does that have to do with God? What makes it Kodesh? So there I need Miyad Hashem to make it Kodesh. Very important Gemara. Inspiration has nothing to do with holiness. People are inspired by drugs, but inspired by nothing. Beautiful Gemara. The people are saying, yeah, it's divinely inspired. Divinely inspired. It's masculine inspired. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, what's the reason for that? Chilku kavod l'Eretz Yisrael sh'ayta chareva b'otam hayamim. Because Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, they had to be mechalek kavod Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, tolu l'otam imod Yeshua ben Nun. Okay, I mean, so even if you want to do that, why can't we make like one v'yikaru ha'kobach mishas? I mean, you could still have the krochim amukafim choma of every type. Whenever they are, Imod Yeshua ben Nun and so on, whatever. They'll all have on the 15th. I mean, what's the difference if the Kurachim that were Bimot Achashverosh would also read on the 15th? Just say any walled city that was a walled city at any time should read on the 15th. That way you're not insulting Eretz Yisrael because you're basically immortalizing the Churban, saying if it was a walled city, even if it's not walled now. So wouldn't that be enough? Says Rabbi Avu, no. It's not just that it's a way of feeling. It's actually a drasha. Dorash yeshiva, yeshiva, it's gzeir shav. Because it says yeshiva from in the time of Yahushua. Interesting, a whole different drasha, right? Because there it says, v'yitein Hashem l'Yisrael at kol ha'aretz asher nishba latet l'avotam v'yeshua v'yashvu ba. And it also says over here, yeshiva, alkena yehudim ha-prazim ha-yoshvim ba-rei ha-prazot. So instead of learning prazi, we learn yeshiva. So, ma yeshiva, nemar l'hal, mimod Yehoshua binun, af Yehoshua, yeshiva, shenemar kan, mimod Yehoshua binun. So it's all defined now by Yehoshua binun. We have to the bottom of the page? You look like you're about to run away. I'm not going to lose a third of my audience. So if that's case yikaru hakol biarba asa, so why don't we just take out the ones that don't have a choma today, okay, and say, okay, if lamaisa you're a prazi, so let now everybody read. If you've got now, let everybody read on the 14th, except for Krachim Mukafim Choma Miyumot Yehoshua Ben Nun, and have also make it dependent in having a wall now. No, there's a concept of prazim, not only of yeshiva. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Dorash Prazi Prazot. It says Nemakam Prazot. The prazi is also defined by the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. So prazot is defined by Yehoshua ben Nun. Fantastic, because it has to do with the gears of the grub. Are we defining mukafot? Are we defining prazot? The Yerushalmi separates the two and said, okay, I understand that an ear that was mukafet choma miyamot Yehoshua ben Nun is given a din of mukafet choma. How about a place that is currently walled?
But wasn't there.
Yeah. In other words, why does that necessarily mean? I mean, why can't we say that the definition of the 14th is cities that do not have a wall or did not have a wall at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun? And otherwise, you're not a prezi. Your state of prezi is a factual definition. Comes along now the Gemara to Tash, the additional drasha, that the Bavli darshans, that prezi is defined by Mot Yoshua Benot. Not only Mukafot defined by Yoshua Benot. It's two complete different. It's beautiful to see like a whole different way of looking at the sugya. Okay?